day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Network Web Companion Guide have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, college has never been more expensive, and believe me, I know, one just got out and one's a junior this year, and many are even harder to get in. And while the college admissions scandal is definitely dominating the headlines, I would like to shine a light on a great program called Give Something Back, which is providing full four-year scholarships for hundreds of deserving kids who have worked very, very hard and through immeasurable adversity and who really, truly deserve it. So with me today is Craig Walker, who some may know from Tech Talk here that was on how many years?
I was on several years.
Several years here on Alternative Talk Radio, who now works for a company called Beyond, who I don't know if I should call if they're considered a sponsor of Give Something Back. Can you describe that to us and tell us how you got involved, Craig?
Well, yeah, sure. And first of all, Martha, thank you so much for having me to be back in this studio.
Is
so
I know.
Awesome. You know, I'm going to get that fever again.
And you're such a natural.
Well, no, I started here on your radio show.
I know.
And a month later I was on the air. But anyway, I digress. Yeah. Let's talk about what we're here for.
Exactly.
And that is Above and Beyond, or Beyond is our company, and Give Something Back.
Yeah,
we're actually not their sponsor. More, they're our beneficiary. Our founder, Bob Carr, gave them half of our business. They own half the company.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool.
And what is the business, if you want to just clarify?
Okay,
people,
so
Beyond is.
We have a large toolbox of small business solutions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cloud solutions, and we have some legacy stuff as well. But our wheelhouse is merchant processing, credit
mm-hmm.
card processing,
mm-hmm.
Payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's employee management because we go beyond that payroll. We do actually HR and recruiting and hiring procedures and things like that. Really makes it streamlined. We also offer small and medium-sized business lending.
Mm-hmm.
We're big in point of sale. We have a big foothold in the restaurant industry, but you know we deal with any and all. And
well, just about everybody that's in business, there is an aspect of how you can work with them, and so that's why I think it's a great example of a company that, you know, their base of their customers is the community anyway. What a great way to have something that serves the community.
Absolutely. And our big thing that we're going to talk about a little later in the show is our chip-in program and what we can do for nonprofits.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
so talk a little bit more about, as I say, how Beyond got started and, you know, how this all came to be.
Well, Bob Carr, our founder and CEO,
mm-hmm.
great guy. I admire him so much. He's been in the acquirers business or the credit card business, merchant processing for many, many years. He brought one company to number six, I believe, in the world in portfolio value.
Yeah, merchant services is huge now. Even people at trade fairs, you know,
sure.
are processing credit cards.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he sold that business. They went public and they sold
mm-hmm.
the company to another larger company. And he started this Beyond with a little bit different mindset, I think. And that is
an opportunity to serve as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The philanthropic way of Beyond, as we talk about, will become evident. And you'll understand what it's all about and what he does.
Well, just the name of the company expresses his motivation and his attention, I believe. You know,
totally.
It's like Beyond just business.
Above and Beyond is
above
what
and
it
beyond.
Is. And
yeah.
It's just great. It's a feel-good company. You know,
yeah.
If you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. Well, I found out that's true. It really is. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back to talk about much more about the company and about the program, so please stay tuned.
The Center for Advanced Dentistry combines state-of-the-art dental techniques with ultra-safe holistic approaches like low-level laser light energy to reduce pain and inflammation, and recognizes the relationship between your dental health and your whole body health. Even snoring impacts your health and can be treated with advanced dental techniques. To learn more about all the ways the Center for Advanced Dental Medicine can improve both your smile and your overall health, just call 253-941-8000 and make sure to mention the Natural Choice Network, and we'll schedule you a no-charge meet and greet to see if the Center for Advanced Dental Medicine is right for you. Let us make you smile and reflect your healthy, holistic lifestyle. You can also find the Center for Advanced Dental Health by going to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Advanced Dental Medicine.
Have you been feeling offbeat lately? Do you wish to restore your vitality? Give Water's Edge Natural Health Services and Dr. Marina Abrams a call. The clinic specializes in anti-aging and regenerative medicine and has been a national expert of bioidentical hormones since 1990. Say goodbye to fatigue and forgetfulness, hot flashes, mood swings, depression, or maldigestion. Feel young and well again. Give Dr. Abrams a call at 206-283-1383 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Abrams. Dr. Abrams has special offers for the readers of the Natural Choice Directory.
Having a good mattress is a non-medical approach to improve your sleep experience. Bedrooms & More has the largest selection of natural and organic mattresses in Seattle. Our store has been family-owned and operated since 1972. Much of our furniture is made in Washington, and many of the mattresses are made in the Pacific Northwest. Our products are made with organic cotton, organic wool, natural latex, and organic sateen ticking. Say goodbye to synthetics, polyurethane, toxins, dyes, and off-gassing materials, and get a better sleep now. Call 206-633-4494 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search bedrooms.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hi, I'm Sheila Kingsbury of Bastyr University, and this is the Natural Choice Network on Seattle's Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Craig Walker talking about the Give Something Back, what's going on as far as helping students get tuition for colleges and kind of a full ride. It's kind of hard to get full rides these days unless you're athletes. So it's really, really nice to hear about that. And other creative ways that corporations can truly serve the community in meaningful and inclusive ways. So tell us more about Give Something Back, an example of some of the recipients and how it works.
Well, I'm going to actually start from the beginning.
Okay.
Many years ago, Bob Carr received a $250 scholarship to go to college from the Lockport Women's Club in Lockport, Illinois.
Wow, that's great.
You know, you think $250, well, that's not very much to go to college. Well, it was a few years ago.
That's how things have changed.
It actually helped him break that cycle of poverty for his family. Mm-hmm. And he was able to get up and go and get an education. And he said, you know, one day I'm going to go back and I'm going to give back to that Lockport Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so back in 2003, I believe it was, or 2002, he went back and made a sizable donation to
this women's club. The women's club. Oh my gosh.
They were very, very excited, and they had him speak, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably more than what he got.
Yeah, it was substantially more. And at that time, he actually founded a foundation called Give Something Back.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to make sure that he was able to give back
others the opportunity
to others what he received from that Lockport Women's Club. So he started this foundation called Give Something Back. Give Something Back scholars are academically motivated and resilient. They are from tougher times. They're children of incarcerated parents, possibly. A lot of kids in foster programs, as well as just kids in low-income zones.
Actually, the least opportunity probably to have that.
Yes. And what Give Something Back does is not only just give them a full ride scholarship to one of our, I think, 28 or 29 partner universities across the country right now, but also a mentoring program.
That's
where
really important.
We start mentoring them as early as ninth grade.
Oh, wow.
And follow them through high school, make sure that they meet the criteria for the schools that we do the prepaid scholarships for. You know, Give Something Back, we actually go in and prepay whatever, $1 million worth of scholarships, and they are very generous in giving us a large number of those scholarships.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, it's the generosity of not just those donors, people that are giving, and people that are doing business with Beyond, who's our profits are going to this, but also the generosity of our university partners who are...
So it'd be a lot of people that are coming together to make this work.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to share a link with you. I think I showed you the video of a young man in New Jersey.
Why don't you tell that story real quick?
Yeah, I will real quick. You know, this young man, homeless, they were living in the shelter. His two brothers ended up with heart problems. His mom became ill. He had, without opportunities that come around, whether it's us or somebody else, there is no way he would have been
a burden to the system instead of somebody who's probably going to serve.
He would have never gone to college.
Yeah,
we heard his story. He was mentored for his essays, school essays, and he sent his essay out to 20 universities, big universities, and was accepted to 17 of them.
Wow.
So the letters started rolling in. We heard the story, and you know, where do you come up with the money for to go to a university? Well, we gave him not only the full ride, 4 years, but also his room and board. And so he pays literally nothing. We take the financial burden away from him, and we end the cycle of poverty in that family because he has the opportunity to go and get an education.
Well, there's also a lot of, I've been hearing more about people that have gotten these scholarships and they're living out of their cars or they're homeless and they're working so many jobs to pay just for a living. But it's, you know, the success rate makes it a lot harder and challenging, even when you get a full ride. So, I mean, that really just adds another major, major element to the potential success rate.
It's just phenomenal. It's great. Throw some numbers out there. I think the numbers are so important.
Yeah.
I had this up on my screen, but that's okay. I'll take it from memory. Over 92% of the Give Back scholars have graduated.
That's great.
100% of them are employed.
Wow.
50% of them have become mentors themselves. And we've put close to 1,600 kids through college who would have otherwise not had that opportunity.
That's really substantial.
So I think the goal is in the next 10 years or so, somewhere in the 12 to 15,000 more students. And the way that our business is growing right now, I'm going to brag just a little bit. I hope this is okay with corporate, but I believe that we are now ranked after just a couple of years, number 36 or 37 in the ranking of portfolio value for merchant processors.
Wow, so that's great, because I know
it's in the billions.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm turning over, because I know my merchant processor is not giving anything back and they're holding me hostage and making me upgrade and pay more and more and more and more and more all the time.
Well, guess what?
So you along at the exact right time. It's just like, what if you got going? I might want to talk about that and I want to do it too.
Well, good.
Yeah, because some of the corporations that are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and that aren't giving back, I think this is a really good opportunity in a way. And talk about some other ways of giving back, because I think it's really great how there's more than just one level. It's not just like, you know, percentage of profits and whatnot is going to these scholarships. There's other ways that it's on kind of a micro, more community level that you can contribute to.
Well, we have our text to donate program. We have our chip in program, which we'll talk about a little bit here also.
It's a half-hour show, so quick.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's
true. I did have an hour show. Let's start here. You can go to giveback.ngo. That's non-government organization, giveback.ngo, and you can take a look and see what we're all about. There's places to set up where you can actually donate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull up the number for the text to donate. But also, just doing business with our company, half the profits go to give something back.
Yeah.
So just by being our customer, not only do you get the greatest customer service, not only we'll give you the best rates, we'll institute our promises, like never raising your prices, like making sure that...
Well, I mean, somebody with this approaching
on
this
top
corporate
of,
model, they're right. not. It's not just a number. Then you know, they're making the numbers work for everyone, not just for themselves. And so,
right.
I, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because percentage wise, this is pretty extreme for any corporation, especially in this segment, this market segment. So I really wanted to put a lens on that. So talk about how even just supporting some of the merchants can help.
Okay.
Like, especially with the restaurants as an example.
I'm glad you ask that question. We have another program besides Give Something Back and our foundation, who is our beneficiary. We also have a program called Chip In. Chip In is a phenomenal program. What we do is we go to the nonprofits, and depending on their customer code or MCC code, it's called in the credit card industry, we give them a very, very, very low rate, like 2.25%. And then we give them, on top of that, we give them a free text-to-donate app. We also, so they can use that without any charge to do year-round fundraising. We also build that for them a fundraising page that they can change anytime. So when you text 12345 to, or donate to 12345, mm-hmm. it takes you to their fundraising page.
Cool.
And allows you to make a donation. You can even check a little box that will pay for their processing fees, so the full amount that you're donating goes to that nonprofit. Now, what the nonprofit does in turn is sends their constituency out to the local merchants that process with us. And if they go and they're registered in our Chip-In network and they take their registered credit card to that place of business and spend a certain amount, whether it's a $25 or $30 minimum ticket, that business will give back to that nonprofit.
Yeah,
and as you
really,
go to
really
that
cool.
merchant, you can say, I choose the Lake yeah. Washington Schools Foundation, for instance,
yeah.
and they will make sure that that money goes back to that nonprofit. So it's basically...
That really localizes it.
It localizes, you know, if yeah. you give to your community will give back, and
yeah.
it's all that. It's just everybody working together.
And this is people just doing what they normally do in business or going out to eat or anything anyway.
Correct.
So,
as a longtime business owner here on the east side yeah. of Seattle, with computer stores, every day, it wasn't once a week or once a month, but every single day I was open, I had at least one or two kids come from the local schools
mm-hmm.
or churches or synagogues, and they're asking for a donation. Hey, if you give us $200, we'll put your name
yeah.
and phone number on this cheerleader box that'll be
yeah.
at all the football games, or you can be on the on
yeah.
the calendar.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say no to those kids.
Yeah.
Well, Chip In has made it possible for the business owner to always say yes.
Yeah.
You never have to say no. When somebody comes in and say, hey, we're raising money for this for our school. Hey, I want to give you this card. I want you to have your nonprofit contact these people. They're going to set you up with something that's not only going to save you money, but it's going to allow you to fundraise year round.
Yeah.
And every time you come to my store and spend money in my store,
money.
I'm going to give back to your yeah. organization.
That is so, so well thought out.
And what happens is the business owner knows his return of investment on that donation.
Yeah.
Not only does he feel good, but he knows that he is in turn building his business and be able to afford more.
Well, and everyone can be part of it. And I think just like the mentoring program, whenever there's kind of a hands-on or you're individually, personally participating in anything, it just, you know, it makes it so much more meaningful and fulfilling. And I think just having service as a part of anything you do creates more satisfaction and fulfillment. And I mean, I can just see since you've been working for this company instead of, you know, how much more positive and uplifting you are as well.
It's so rewarding. It's just fun. And to know that I can write a certain amount of business, and I know where that goal is. And I know when I hit that, each time I hit that number,
yeah.
I put another kid through college.
And it's not just if I hit this number, we're going to have a really big bash party at the end
no,
of the year that
no, no,
the
no,
company
no.
is going to spend like millions on, like one I accidentally stumbled into, or
you
Katy Perry was.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, this thing must have cost, you know, I won't name the company, but it is a credit card processing company. And I talked to somebody that worked at the hotel, and it was like $15 million for a weekend rewarding their top salespeople.
Well, we'd rather put that $15 million into 15 partner universities.
Exactly.
And have our bash in Louisville, Kentucky, where our main service center is.
Which really helps that town as well.
Which is actually what's happening next month.
So do you see other things that they're going to be doing in the future, or is this?
Well, we're expanding. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, I believe, 27 or 28 partner universities across the country. We're expanding that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can
you name any of those?
Mentors.
I don't want to put you
Absolutely.
On the spot.
No. I'll go right into our partner portal right here. It's going to take me about a half a second to get online here.
See how easy it
University
is.
Of Delaware, Wichita State, University of Illinois, We've got Queens College, Kansas State, Cal State, San Bernardino.
Well, and that's another pet peeve of mine, too, because there's just like this handful, and the recent scandal really sheds a light on this, too. Just a handful of universities that get, it's like, oh, you've got to go there or whatnot. And there's so many incredible, great, education and universities out there that do amazing things that just aren't on the radar. And so it really helps get them on the radar as well.
You know, when you hear things like Rowan University and St. Peter's University and Elizabethtown College and University of St. Francis and William Patterson and college, just Pittsburgh State.
Yeah.
These are great schools.
Yeah.
We give the opportunity for these kids that just would not have had it.
And it doesn't have to be Stanford or,
it doesn't.
Or Harvard. It has to be what's a good fit, what's the best fit. It sounds like the process and the mentoring that you take them through. Also make sure they're going to the university that is the best fit for them.
That is correct.
Because so many people don't really know how to assess that. And I'm sure, with that close relationship with the people you mentor, that's a big part of that as well.
It's not about the name of the university that's stamped on that diploma that's on your wall. It's the diploma.
Yeah.
It's that education. And
it's the experience of making sure you're going to the right university for you and your interests.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's really, 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 really huge. Well, we'll be right back with some final thoughts from Craig, so please stay tuned.
Don't suffer any longer than you have to. Uncover the hidden causes of illness and start your journey of holistic healing. At AIM Clinic, Dr. Shimizu uses 5 levels of healing to help you regain health. The approach is an innovative blend of natural medical methods that target all aspects of health, including physical, energetic, mental, intuitive, and spiritual, to treat the physical body. Take care of yourself today. Call 425-289-0188 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, AIM Clinic.
Create balance between your career and lifestyle. Start with the Northwest Academy for the Healing Arts today. Our flexible class schedule is designed to fit your needs. Choose between a 7 and 9 month weekday program or a 12 month weekend program. To find out more about Seattle's most personalized massage program, call the Northwest Academy for the Healing Arts today, 206-932-5950, or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Northwest Academy.
Would you like to become more authentic? Release your outdated patterns, manifest your desires more easily, and become better connected with your inner guidance? Christine Upchurch invites you to discover your true light through healing and transformation. Christine is the co-author of a transformational process called the 111 Activation. Christine has been a healer, author, and teacher of healing internationally. To find out more about this healing approach, call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836, or visit naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Upchurch.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
This is Josh from Local Burger. You're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Greg, we talked about so many different aspects of, between Beyond and their give back programs and a lot of the other things that are going on. So what would you like to kind of frame and leave us with today?
Well, I want to leave you with some ways to donate, and I want to throw an offer out there.
Okay.
Okay, if that's all right.
Sure.
So first of all, on our chip-in app that we have, you can actually text to donate. Use one of our tools. We call it Text for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can text the following. Text donate give back to 609-212-0627. So donate give back is
wanna
what
repeat
we
repeat it one more time?
Yep. And the number is 609-212-0627. Okay.
Okay.
And then that will bring up a little page on your, it will text you back with a link to the donation page or the fundraising page for Give Back. So if you want to give something, that's a great way to start. Okay.
Okay.
Please check out giveback.ngo. That's non-government organization. Don't worry about that. If you've never heard of .ngo, it's a legitimate domain. You can check out our Beyond website, Above and Beyond, at getbeyond.com.
Okay.
You can email me any questions that you might have at craig.walker@getbeyond.com. Okay. And I'm going to do this. I've never done this in my years in radio. I've never done this, but I'm going to give out my phone number, my personal phone number.
Wow.
Because I want people to call me if they're interested in learning more. My number is 425-391-2000. Okay. And I would love for anybody out there to give me a call. And I'm building a team here. If you want to join us, I'm building a team here in the state of Washington. And I would love for you to check it out and see if you'd like to be part of our team.
Well, and if anybody else hasn't gotten the notice and uses QuickBooks, if you have anything 2016 or below, you are going to be forced to have to upgrade to a newer version of QuickBooks for a lot of things to work. And Beyond Processing works, integrates completely with QuickBooks.
That is correct.
And yeah, if you're 2016, you can still do your processing.
We're going to make it work. So yeah. The main thing that you found out is that...
Which I found out last week.
Innovative
was like
or Intuit Processing won't process for you anymore unless you pay them another $400 for an upgrade to your...
Exactly.
To your software. So we're going to fix that today.
Yeah. So the timing, you know, it's like, well, I got to change anyway, upgrade or do something. It's like, well, I want to do it in a way that gives back. And I think the more people that make choices like that, the better it is for all of us. Well, thank you so much for joining us again today, Craig. People can also just keyword search Beyond or give something back at naturalchoice.net. And that will connect you to all this information as well. Well, as I say, thanks again, Craig. It's so nice to have you back in the studio.
It's great to be here. This is where I started, and I'm just so happy to be back. Thank you, Martha.
Yes, and a big thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join us, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on air, and on print, thank you for making the natural choice.